I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with David Gill. He's the president of the Marquette Homebrewers, and Chris Thompson, the vice president of the group. They joined me to talk about the spring fermentation celebration that's happening in Marquette next weekend. Here's more with Chris Thompson and David Gill.
June 4th, we have what we call the spring fermentation celebration. It's a festival of beer, wine, mead, and cider, and food is also included by the Steinhaus with your admission ticket, and it all takes place at the Lower Harbor, June 4th, 1 o'clock to 6 p.m., and so tickets are available online, ticketfly.com, search for Spring Fermentation Celebration. This is not an event you are going to want to miss. It's going to be one of Marquette's coolest events.
Well, this is something new that you've brought to the table, and it's really a great showcase of what's going on locally with a lot of this kind of thing, with not only the beer, but you brought in some other folks.
Oh, exactly. We have Threefold Vine, as well as Mackinac Trail Winery to provide wine samples. We have mead provided by Algoma Acres Meadery out of Ontonagon. Mm-hmm. We have cider provided by Starcut Ciders, which is Shorts Brewing's cider arm, I suppose you could say. And also Mackinac Trail Winery does provide some ciders also. So there's a good selection of all four different types of beverages there.
Chris Thompson with us, also vice president of the Marquette Home Brewers. Who are the breweries? Who can people come and sample?
For this celebration, we have Beards Brewing, Black Rocks, Sheboygan, Cognition, Ordock, Shorts, Bells, Upper Hand, and that's it.
That is a lot, actually, to give a sample for. And it's this. I got to ask you guys this. I mean, this is a reflection of the popularity of this in our community. But where did the idea come from? What's the idea here, David?
Well, the Marquette Homebrewers are a very active club, and we do several events per month. And we sort of wanted to reach out and share that with the public, as well as raising some funds to donate locally. So we had some philanthropy going on in the club, too. So We were ready to do something more than just get together and brew and talk about and learn about beer. We wanted to share it with the public and reach out and do some good in the community.
Well, you mentioned that. This is to benefit or to raise some funds that you're going to use. Where is that going to go?
Well, at this point, we're hoping to have enough to have that problem. So if ticket sales go really well, we'll discuss that amongst the board about where to donate the funds. But we're very supportive of local causes such as the NTN, the UPAWS, the Women's Shelter, and so forth. So that's sort of one of the things. Once the festival exists and we have the money, we'll discuss where to donate it.
On a personal level, I can relate to that very well, being involved with getting the Blues Fest going in town, where you got to get the first one under your belt at least to get it going. But that really drives home the point that people need to come to the event and help raise some funds and enjoy some great beer. It's happening again. When and where?
So June 4th at the Marquette Lower Harbor, 1 o'clock to 6 p.m. And I should mention that you can go to any of the local bike shops or local breweries, including Cognition, including also White's Party Store, and ask for a promo code. They'll give you a promo code to get $5 off your ticket price when you purchase it online at ticketfly.com.
That's the comments of David Gill, the president of the Marquette Home Brewers, and Chris Thompson, the vice president of the Marquette Home Brewers. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.